Michigan continues to force out illegal gambling operators. The Michigan Gaming Control Board, MGCB, has intensified its efforts to eliminate unauthorized gambling operations within the state by targeting a group of 11 offshore websites providing unlicensed gaming services. The latest enforcement action, one of several this year, highlights Michigan's firm regulatory stance against illegal gambling and its commitment to protecting consumers from unregulated platforms operating outside the law. The MGCB issued cease and desist letters to Bet Big Dollar Casino, Blood Moon Casino, Dog's Fortune, Grand Eagle Online Casino, Highway Casino, Jumba Bet Casino, Los Atlantis Casino, Ruby Slots Casino, Shazam Casino, Slots Room, and Spinfinity. Each of these platforms was found to be operating in violation of Michigan's gaming statutes, including the Lawful Internet Gaming Act, the Michigan Gaming Control and Revenue Act, and the Michigan Penal Code. The regulator determined that these offshore gambling sites were offering services to Michigan residents without appropriate licensure, thereby circumventing state regulatory frameworks. The MGCB has provided the targeted operators with 14 days from receipt of the cease and desist letters to halt all gambling operations within Michigan. Failure to comply within the given time frame may result in legal proceedings initiated by the MGCB in collaboration with the Michigan Attorney General's Office. According to MGCB Executive Director Henry Williams, the agency remains steadfast in its mission to maintain a secure and legally compliant gambling environment across the state. He emphasized that the action against the 11 offshore operators reflects a broader strategy aimed at preserving the integrity of Michigan's regulated gambling industry and safeguarding players from unsafe, unauthorized platforms. Forced closures are a warning to other operators. The MGCB has raised concerns about the risks associated with unlicensed gambling websites. It noted that these platforms do not follow Michigan's standards for consumer protection, responsible gaming, or data security. As a result, users are exposed to potential fraud, identity theft, and other financial threats due to the lack of regulatory oversight. The board asserts that removing these entities from the Michigan market is essential to reducing such risks and reinforcing consumer trust in licensed providers. The new crackdown follows a series of similar enforcement actions in recent months. In February, the MGCB issued cease and desist letters to other illegal gambling operators, including BetAnySports, Cool Cat Casino, Diamond Sportsbook International operating as BetDSI, My Dreams Casino, Nonstop Casino, Palace of Chance, Solar Game LTD and Busan Trade Office under the brand GoGo Gold, WagerWeb, and XBet Casino. These actions have been part of a coordinated regulatory approach to address the persistent issue of illegal online gambling in the state. Last week, the MGCB also took action against Lucky Tiger Casino and Rich Palms Casino, which were found to be conducting unauthorized gambling activities in Michigan. These sites, operated by Alistair Solutions NV based in Curaçao, were offering real money games such as slots, table games, and video poker to Michigan residents without proper authorization. The MGCB concluded that these operations also violated Michigan's gaming laws and posed a significant threat to public safety and financial well-being.